The views, information, or opinions expressed on the Scullagan podcast are solely those of our hosts and the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors or their employees. This podcast is general in nature and for informational purposes only. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional mental health or medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition, procedure, or treatment. This episode of Scullagan is sponsored by Peak Talent Capital Solutions. Peak is a revolutionary alternative to the traditional staffing model. Ingenuity, intelligence, and keen marketplace insight drives talent management solutions which make a dynamic difference for partner organizations. From entry level to executive level and every role in between, Peak is illuminating a path forward and meeting the future of work head on. For more information, please visit their website at peaktcs.com. Hello, Scullagan listener. This is Mike Frazier. I'd like to apologize in advance for the sound quality on this episode, as we are testing new equipment and just added an additional Shure microphone to the podcast, yet we came out with some imbalance that we're working through and will clean up shortly. I appreciate you listening in and hope that you'll place content over quality of sound just this once. So from myself and my co-host Russell Sable, Merry Christmas. We appreciate you as a listener. Hello and welcome to our Scullagan Christmas Holiday 2022 podcast. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. 'Tis the season to be jolly. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the season of miracles. No month demands more cheerfulness than December. While the confluence of Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and the New Year can certainly make for a festive season, it doesn't always live up to its masterful advertising. In fact, the pressure towards joy and remaining joyful can wind up making us feel unhappier rather than happy. This is especially true if you're working through what I call a calendar-induced grief. Your heartache can feel all the more acute when compared to the joy being pumped at us ad nauseum, and the season's familial focus is bound to stir up memories of time spent with now-departed loved ones. As you attempt to navigate this candy-coated and glittery, tinseled season, try to remember a few things. Despite the smiles, Santa hats, and antlers on wreaths on cars, not everyone around you is as happy as they may pretend. Many have developed techniques for masking our tough emotions. Your coworkers may seem cheerful, but they are likely dealing with their own losses, issues, and anxieties. So you're not alone, as you may feel. Plenty of gratitude here today. Pardon me, I was looking at reading, trying to read and talk at the same time. I'm evidently not very good at that. Here today with my co-host, Russell Sable, and we are going to be talking about the holidays and men's mental health, how the holidays affect men. And we're focusing, of course, because we are primarily focused on men's mental health, on how it affects the male species, and how we can deal with our stress, our anxiety, and any other pent-up emotions we may have as we're trying to navigate through this holiday season. Hello, sir.
Hello, and how are you?
I'm great.
Better yet, you okay, bro?
No, I was getting ready to slam that right back at you, so thanks. I'm fantastic. You okay, bro?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Fantastic. Couldn't be better.
Well, let's get rocking and rolling. I know that you've got some, you always do excellent homework. And my club just a moment ago was me trying to flicker through all this stuff I've got all over the place that I've been doing even more research today on the topic. So what do you have to talk about this afternoon?
Mainly the fact that this time of year, and not even this time of year, I always thought about how there's three specific holidays that cause a lot of stress, and that's Thanksgiving, Christmas, which is what we're getting ready to have, and probably when this comes out, it'll probably be 2 days or 3 days, and Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we're talking about how Christmas is getting ready to come up, so that is the bigger one that we're discussing, but You know, at this time of the year, you go through this anxiety, stress, financial burdens, loneliness, if you're single out there, or maybe you cannot travel to get to your family. There's a lot of people that are out there, even those that are across seas that are fighting for this country, and all as well as depression. And I've came in, looked at some stuff. 38% of people reported their stress had increased during the holidays, which is just about right. But that was during 2020, so I won't be surprised if it's actually increased since then.
Yeah, I'd say that number is probably higher since COVID, don't you think?
Yeah. So, and definitely with holidays coming in, getting closer, my father, he just recently just finished up with his gift wrapping and shopping. And one of the biggest things that I've always remembered is, to me, I feel like some women kind of judge us on our gift wrapping.
Well, it's funny you bring that up. I actually paid, not this Grace, but my other Grace, to wrap all my Christmas packages today for my wife.
Oh, you lazy ass.
I'm not going to lie to you, brother. I hate wrapping packages. I suck at it, and I can't stand it, and I had 1,000 other things to do, and I paid her to do it, and she was so happy. So, and I was happy for her.
I will. Sometimes you got to pay your minions to do it every now and then.
That's right, man. I dug it.
Or put all the distressness on your kids.
Yeah.
Been there before.
Why not, you know? She loves to rap, evidently. Said, oh, I would love to do that. And I was like, well, hello. You've now got something to do.
Oh, yeah.
It was great.
But the other thing that I've come to a conclusion with is also saying that men have a tendency to get a little more stressed throughout this time of the year for this holiday, because we want to make sure that not only our wives are happy, but also that our kids are happy and the rest of the family. So we want to make sure that we get all the correct gifts, make sure that we get their wants and their needs, the things that they need for the upcoming year, especially if you have a new job or something like that, or, you know, we all get clothes. It seems to be a big thing every year. So, you know, we always have that tendency that we want to make sure we get the right amount of gifts, make sure that we get their wants and their needs, whether it's cooking or cooking materials or clothes, or I don't know, if you want to go all in, get a new car or a new house.
I'm on the Sable pay plan, bro. I'm not buying anybody new houses or new cars. Yeah, this,
some people holiday, can,
but that. You know, I'll look forward to getting the new truck. If you're feeling generous, how about that?
Yeah, well,
you know,
financial burdens are at a crisis right now.
You know, I think what you talk about is, you know, and a lot of people may disagree, but the traditional male role was to be the provider.
Mm.
And I'm not saying that that's right. I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm saying it is what I believe in. You out there can believe whatever you'd like, and we'll believe what we like, and we'll just meet in the middle. No harm, no foul. But having that mindset, like I believe you and I share, that we're responsible for those that we love, and we want to ensure that they have what they like and what they need.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I love the happy that comes behind giving or gifting something to someone else, that feeling that you get. So yeah. I'm really into that. So I think that's a huge stressor right there. You touched on something that I believe that being in that position in a household or whatever you wish to call it, okay, you can be Ward Cleaver if you'd like. But at the end of the day, if you feel that way and if that's what's in your mind as to your role in the family, you're going to be stressed. You're going to be money stressed, especially this time. You know, it gets tight, you know, trying to take care of everything like you mentioned. Mm-hmm. And also on top of that, you know, you've got all the other demands. You've got work demands. You've got children. If you have children still home, you have children, the demands of the children, the demands of the wife or the loved one or whatever your mate may be. Hell, it can be a kangaroo for all I care. But you've touched on it really well. I think that we're not paying, and men are so known to not speak up, talk about our mental health. So we're just, you know, once again, here we are talking about keeping it pent up, just And that's if we feel that way, if you feel that you are in charge, it's your job, it's your duty, that's even more stress. It's even, man, think about when you can't get someone something that they really wanted. That bothers a guy. I know it bothers me. So, you know, and then you talk about the, you know, all the other stressors that come along with the season, as we were talking about it the other day. You know, I mean, you drove over here this evening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's disaster out there.
I mean, I came very close to road rage today. I don't believe I've ever seen people more noxious driving. And then there seems to be this fixation now on just rapidly changing lanes with no signals, you know, driving over 2-3 lanes to get into a turn lane, doing whatever, instead of going down and do a U-ey and come back up, brother. You know, there's a lot of weird out there. The stores are packed. You try to go to lunch and eat. Everything's packed out. You're having to deal with all these delays.
It feels like we're in Atlanta.
Yeah, it does. It's rough out on these two roads here.
Oh, yeah.
The main roads. I know today I was out for a little while. But yeah, and so that's just part of it. You know, you've got all this stuff you're juggling.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, you might have to travel to the in-laws. I don't have any in-laws anymore. But when I did, I'm not gonna lie to you, I wasn't that thrilled about being around them. No offense to my wife and dearly departed, I just wasn't that thrilled. And of course, you know, my family's lovely, you know, so why wouldn't anyone want to be around my family?
Yeah,
of course, you know, of course. Yeah,
you're a lovely person.
So. Yes, it's exactly. So yeah, I just rubbed off on them.
Okay.
But yes, so think about all that. But that's where we are. I mean, and how do you deal with that? How do you, you know, with all the, you know, you're reading about this, you know, I go on and I see all these tips about what you should do to keep the pressure off. You know, you got the, once again, we identified, pressures to spend time with family, find perfect gifts, budget for extra expenses. And then along with all of this is often that, like we stated, that stress of travel.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be tough for a lot of people to maintain mental health. But it is possible. We're going to put up on the website, and I'll tell you where at the end of this, where it will be. But, you know, some tips, and there's going to be a little bit more explanation on there, and Grace worked on these today. But there's 10 that I found. One is don't overcommit yourself. 2 is set realistic expectations. 3 is switch off from work. I know a lot of people that just can't do that. I'm one of them. It's very hard for me to do that. Stick to a budget. What's that? What's a budget, right?
We don't have a budget.
Yeah, what's that? But you might want to try that. Make time for yourself. You know, you and I both, you went camping the weekend before I did.
Mm-hmm.
Took your dog, saw your pictures. It looked like you must have stayed not too far where I stayed.
Yeah.
And then I went following this past weekend with a buddy of mine. I had an absolutely outstanding time, and we spent most of our time just enjoying, just getting out hiking, doing all kinds of stuff, fishing, doing whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But that was time to me. My wife supports that. I have a lot of gratitude for that. Get enough sleep. Told you what time I got up this morning. I was into the office before 6 a.m. I was up before 1:30 this morning. Eat healthy. Yeah, I'm trying to do better at that. Exercise. Take a break from social media.
Dear God, yes, please.
Yeah. After you see this on our Facebook or LinkedIn and listen to it, then you take your break for it.
Yeah, please get the fuck off the phone. Go chill.
Gosh.
Hang on your kids. Go do something different other than being on social media or looking at a screen 24/7.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't get that anyway. You know, I keep all of my tones and ringers and all that off on this phone because I can't stand to hear all the chirping and the whirring and the buzzing and all that shit all day long. Because I'm not really that, I'm not concerned about very, people know where I am. I'm from the good old days where, you know, you could go to work and you had no way other than the phone at work for someone to reach you if there was an emergency, and it worked out pretty doggone well. You know, your people say, well, I can't put it down because in case someone tries to get a hold of me about whatever, and they lay out a scenario that is like from the old Rescue 911 show or something, like, you know, they're going to be on top of a mountaintop and something happens to them or something strange. Put your phone down. Take a break off social media.
Go for a walk or something.
Get the hell out of the house, man. Go have a beer with a friend. Go, you know, like you and I do, just sit and chat. And Grace had to come herd us up like cats today.
Yeah.
Get us into this room.
Go have a cigar.
Yep.
Or go to the gym. Go hang out with family. Go do something that will get you away from the social media or a TV screen. Doesn't matter what it is. Just get off of it.
Yeah, just do something. Read a book, man.
Definitely read a book.
And the 10th on here is seek professional help if needed. And I want to insert this real quick in here. And this is on the site as well. I don't know if I'm sure you are, but there's a new 3-digit dialing code that has replaced the 800 line or whatever that they have, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. And you can dial 988 and 24/7 trained crisis workers are available. It's confidential, toll free. And it, from what I understand and read, it's directed to the nearest crisis center or the one closest to you. So remember those numbers, 988. If you get the feeling, that bad, you get the feeling that way, and you feel like you need to talk to someone, it feels dangerous that you or you're approaching that danger zone, you need to hit that 988, baby.
Yeah.
You know, I can't stress enough the importance of, you and I doing even this podcast and talking about this subject is very cathartic for me, helps my mindset, makes me slow down, pay attention to things.
Yeah, same here.
Take my mind off of, what could be my own, my other stressors or my own troubles or whatever. And you and I working on it is it's a blessing for me. Because we both feel very strongly about it, so I don't think two people care. I'm sure there, I'm sure there are some out there who disagree with us, but me on this, pardon me, but yeah, we care rather deeply about this.
Yeah, it's almost as when you and I talk to each other about our problems or any kind of things like that. It's like if I listen to you or you listen to me, we're each other's therapists in a sense of way.
Yeah.
But doing this podcast helps us. Each where we can not only discuss our past problems and the things that we have had go on, but it's also we know that there's other people that are out there to this day that are going through the same things, or maybe they've gone through the same things and they're trying to figure out how to get past them.
And they're suffering,
right?
And they don't want to talk about it. As we know, men are more likely to avoid communicating with friends, family, partners during times of stress. We know that
big time.
I'd be very careful about that because it can damage relationships. I know that you know my wife and I'm very lucky that we can talk about it, anything and everything. And kind of leads people sometimes that if you're not able to communicate like you and I can or I do with my spouse, or it may push others to try to suppress those stressors with substances.
Right.
And then when you do that, it can be a relationship destruction from there. And like I said earlier, men have traditionally taken the role of protector and provider. The need to provide during the holidays, to me, just gets increasingly stronger.
Oh, yeah.
And being that financial stress is a major trigger, especially in marriages and relationships, I think that you ought to, heed that one, make a budget, stick to it. Also, maybe reduce your expectations a little,
That might help. Yeah.
Yeah. And don't expect so much from people and understand that maybe they might be going through some troubling times, either financially or mentally.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talked about seeing family and friends during the holidays. It can trigger people. It can be regressive, and men have difficulty saying no to social engagements. And we also and we must feel comfortable breaking out of old patterns. We get into these comfort zones. So speak up, talk to your spouse, talk to whomever. But if something's going to trigger you, or something's going to create a wee bit of anger or upsetness or even stress or anxiety, you need to speak up. And so this is I read somewhere today that the holiday season can be a highly triggering time. I know we live in a world right now where everything, I'm not a big fan of the word triggered. We're triggered by, we seem to be triggered by everything now. But I can say this, that
you can be affected.
Yes.
Better way to put that.
I think so. Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Yeah, if you're being affected by it, if you're being, it's you know, pressing on you, you need to speak up and talk to somebody about it. So.
Yeah, so we've talked about during this time of the year, you know, we have your financial burdens, but we also have high anxiety for hosting social gatherings.
Yep.
Seems to be the big thing this time of the year is, you know, you go hang out with your family or even friends. Maybe you're just with your loved one. There are, like you said, there are those high expectations. Maybe we'll lower them down just a tad bit. We have the, you have issues with family dynamics. You have past memory trauma. Maybe you're single this year for the first time during this time of the holidays. And so you're trying to deal with being alone. You go hang out with family, go hang out with friends, go do something.
Being alone during the holidays is extremely depressing.
Yeah, it is not. It's not fun. So, and I will say this is my first year being single.
Yeah,
for Christmas, which is different. But I know that I've got family. We've already got plans set aside. So
good.
It's going to be great, and you know, I know that I can hold on to you, and you know,
right.
We can always talk and drink bourbon and smoke cigars
anytime you need me.
Oh yeah,
you holler.
And then you have stressful traveling. It seems the biggest thing now is with guys and even some single parents out there, whether you're a single mom or a single dad, we all, you know, we have that tendency. I'll put it this way. Most men have usually drive the car.
Yeah.
And so we're constantly having to, you know, watch our 360 vision, basically, is the way to do it. We got to make sure the wife is happy or the girlfriend's happy, whatever you've got. But also make sure if you have kids, you got to make sure kids are happy. But at the same time, you got to turn around and watch the road on all the way around, especially these days. Because like you say, you got people that are changing lanes constantly without a signal or anything.
Cutting you off.
Yeah, cutting you off or slowing down for no reason at all. Or maybe they're not even doing the correct speed limit in the freaking speed zone, left zone. So that's just like left lane. So that's the biggest thing. And most stress during the holidays is caused by gift giving, family, traveling, managing other holiday responsibilities, like I said, and it's crazy that men and even women go through these things too. So, you know, Mike has given us some stuff to kind of maintain those mental health issues. But also if you're single, maybe you're a single parent or you're a single man or even a woman, 2/3 of people say that they feel more lonely during the holidays because of the past or having family or traveling problems. You know, not too many single people can get out and travel to go see their family or go see their loved ones because of the way maybe weather is just a problematic issue.
Right.
Or maybe you're having financial burdens and you don't have the money to go fly or travel or, you know, drive to where you need to get to. So, you know, that's the biggest thing as well. And then, you know, going back to your expectations. Expectations are high during the holidays.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to disappoint our loved ones. We want to make sure that they get everything they want or need. We also want to make sure that everyone is well fed and having the perfect meal. And that's the other big thing throughout the holidays. I know most of the time the stress is kind of on the mothers because they want to provide that perfect meal. I know right now my mom, she is slowly finishing up cooking some desserts. She just made some hard candy that is absolutely delicious.
Where's mine?
Yeah, well, I'll bring you yours. And she made 3 of them this year, which is really cool. But mom, if you're listening in, the hard candy is fantastic. And I hope you listen in sometime soon.
Well, mom, please send some my way. Make sure this critter of yours brings me some of that hard candy, please.
Yeah, but she's also working on, I know she's going to make some cookies. And with us being part Slovakian, we've got some Slovakian desserts and stuff that she's going to be prepping out and getting ready. So that's the biggest thing. But also, when it comes to that full big meal, you know, some people, they like, I don't know, this year we're doing prime rib. Some people, they like do turkey, fried turkey. Definitely do a fried turkey. Recommend it if you get a chance. Other people do other things. You know, some do steak. I've heard steak was a big thing as well.
So yeah, we're doing prime rib this year. That's wild. Yeah, so we decided to go back to it. I'm tired of turkey, man. I'm hammed and turkeyed out right now.
Yeah, you just had turkey a month ago.
Yeah.
Here we are again. But, you know, we have a tendency. We want that perfect meal. We want to make sure that everything is made perfectly.
Sure.
And the right amount of food. The right amount of desserts, and make sure the desserts are well prepped. That's the other big thing is for us, I can't tell you that not even only my mom, but me as well, as I help her, as I'm now the only kid that's in the house right now. But also it puts stress on my dad because my dad's like, okay, well, we need to get these things done so we can have this perfect meal for everybody.
Right.
But it's always hilarious because when we get it all done and set in stone, and we get cooking, and since we're part Slovakian, we make pierogies every year. And we always have to make over 100 or so. And that seems to be the stress right there because it's like, okay, we have to make this certain number. It's like, if we don't make this number,
you're feeding
the whole fucking family. If we don't get to that number, then God help us all. And hell raises upon all of us because it's like, okay, well, now we got to go day two of making pierogies again. And we're up either early in the morning or we're up late that night.
You're out of production line.
It's just me in the house. It was only three people making this now. But it's that thing where we all want to make sure that the perfect meal is made.
Yeah.
But it's always hilarious because in the end, there's always leftover food. And for us, this food lasts for 3 to 4 days. Almost in some families, it lasts for a week.
Yeah, it's crazy. My wife always claims I cook. You cook for 10 people instead of two because it's just us two in the house now. You know, speaking of cooking and speaking of being around family, my wife has surgery on the 28th, and so she can't afford to get the flu. The flu is going around like crazy right now, and especially there seems to be pockets of it. In certain states and certain areas. And it just so happened my mom got the flu, and my mother is just the traditional June Cleaver mother, sweetest lady you'd ever meet. And she cooks and is delicious. And I was looking so forward to, you know, traveling and, you know, not only the food and just being around them, of course. And my dad got the flu, mom got the flu. Star having to get that upcoming surgery, there was no way they would, you know, their doctor and her doctor both recommended we not go. So we're not going to actually, we'll stay home for Christmas this year. And
it'll be simple.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
And you'll save money.
Simple, yes. But then there's that part of us that missed that. And I was talking to my dad last night, a 75-year-old father. He's apologizing to me about, you know, the, you know, us not being able to make it and you know, them having the flu, and you know, you can't follow what we can do about the flu, man. You know, right. And we're the type of people, and this is the other thing where I kind of think you need to think a lot like maybe I'm thinking sometimes is, you know, we talked about reining in your expectations, but you know, be a little flexible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I told Dad on the phone last night, I said, man, we can celebrate Christmas anytime. You know, she's going to have the surgery. We can come after the first of the year.
Mm.
We can still bring gifts, spend time, do the same day. It just won't be on Christmas Day. So, of course, there's that sentimental symbolism to it. And I understand. I could tell my father was upset about it. My mom's upset about it. Star's a little upset about it, of course. And you know, I was. But, you know, Star and I are looking at it, well, we're just going to have ourselves a nice personal, you know, stay at home and, you know, start the fireplace up and cook and have fun and, you know, just exchange gifts and enjoy ourselves.
Yeah, I might come over.
Come on. And, well, I don't know, man. You're going to be too busy making pierogies, right?
That's the day before.
Okay.
It's Christmas Eve.
You'll be too full of them. I've seen what happens to you when you eat too much.
Oompa Loompa.
You fall out, you're dead. You go from 60 to zero, like within boom, you're done.
Especially if there's bourbon or beer or even wine on top of that.
Yeah. So you'll be gone. You'll be out for days. Yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
But I love food.
So. Pierogi induced coma is where you'll be.
Well, I love food, so I'm still going to probably come over.
I love food, too. And you know what? I mean, but the being flexible, I think, you know, us saying, hey, I felt bad for them saying it was bothering my father really badly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really sorry about it. He kept apologizing, which bothered me quite a bit, actually. And I said, well, Dad, there's nothing anyone can do about this. No one calls it, and we can just do our holiday anytime we want. So I extend out to all y'all listening. Be a little bit flexible and understanding as well. That's tough for some people to do. You and I seem to have a pretty, symbiotic relationship, and if we need to change plans at the last minute or something comes up, it's not a big deal, is it? I mean, because we have lives, things come up, and neither one of us ever get the least bit rattled. Then I know other people that if I had to tell them at the last minute I wasn't going to be able to do something, I would be put into like a guilt trip times a million. I would start just being beat up by it. So I don't really like to participate in that. So I do stress, ease up a little bit, step back from it, look at it with a little bit more mindfulness, pay attention to those around you, understand that if you are the man and you're listening in and you are that figurehead, then there are expectations of you, and I'm sorry for it, brother. It comes along with the job. But others do look up to you and need your strength and support, so that's why you need to take care of yourself even more this time of year than you would any other.
Right. Yeah. The other thing that I like to talk about is old trauma during these holidays. You recently talked about losing your mother.
Yes, my birth mother.
Yeah.
On December 24th.
Right. Yep. So dealing with old traumas, it seems to be the big thing now. Is losing loved ones, or maybe you had a breakup like I had. Going through these holidays, dealing with past memories, if we've lost friends or loved ones, or gotten out of a relationship, or maybe you have old memories that are coming back from family issues. Everybody, I wouldn't say everybody, but there's some people that are out there going through those things, and, we all have to make sure that those that are dealing with them are going to be okay.
Yeah.
If you're dealing with these things, reach out to family or friends or a loved one, or even any friend in general. What I was trying to get at was your support group.
Yeah.
Reach out to them, talk about these things, talk about these past, get through them. It'll help you out for sure. If you're a single parents also always have trouble in the holidays and trying to make sure that their kids are as happy as possible, that they're trying to make sure that they have the correct amount, or not the correct amount, but they want to make sure that their kids have a good amount of presents that they need. I know a single mom that's out there. Hopefully she will listen in sometime soon, but I know that she's going through some issues at the moment, trying to make sure that her daughter is happy.
Yeah, it's a big thing.
Yeah,
if you're a single parent, it's a big thing.
Oh yeah, but not only that, like she has to make sure that her kid is happy with her as a mother. Make sure that she gets the right presents or gifts that she wants or needs. But also, she has to take her over to her dad's or the other side of family. And make sure that she's going to be happy over there.
That's stressful.
Oh, yeah.
That's its own stressor into itself there.
Yeah. So, I don't know if she's going through financial burdens, but I know as a single parent, you can go through those financial burdens.
And, oh, yeah.
That's one other thing that if you're a man that you're dealing with these things, it is okay to reach out to family to ask for help.
Yeah.
They're always going to be on your side.
Well, you and I talked about this before, and I'll reiterate it. We had a you reached out to me, and we've talked quite a bit to one another about our own mental health, and we've had many meetings, many get-togethers. You know, we'll sit down and just shoot the shit and talk and you know, tell tall tales and, you know, all the other things that we do. But I think having that support group, having people around you that you can talk to, some people aren't that blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Reach out to a church.
Oh, yeah.
If you attend church, reach out to your pastor or your priest. But reach out to someone, gain an ear. I know there were very down periods in my own life when I was a single parent at one point, and you're alone. I was alone on Christmas and a couple of Christmases where I didn't have or wasn't able to see my child. That's tough. That weighs on you. We have that it's built into men, I believe it is, that we need to support and help and, you know, kill the demons. Mm-hmm. Make all the bad things go away for other people, but we probably don't work on it as hard sometimes as we should for ourselves.
Right.
So I think that's been really good that you and I talking about it and going through it. You sharing your experiences, especially, you know, this being your first Christmas in a long time with being, you know, single, found
mm-hmm.
affected you. Put some thought into that. You share, that's a big deal. Courageous, of course. But, you know, there's a lot of things that you can do to ensure that you are, you know, not only, you know, adjusting to this season that we're in, this season of madness, of consumerism and all the other, sometimes I think just crap that goes along with it. We miss the, you know, like they say, you forget the reason for the season. I think sometimes you just forget that your really only true job is to maintain your own mental health. You keep yourself, your brain happy and healthy. So, because others depend on you if you're a man. Mm-hmm. And if you are a man, if you don't have others or you don't feel that your behavior or your attitude affects other people, you're rather foolish. I don't care who you are. People are watching you, looking up to you, needing your support, needing you to show strength, and needing you to be, well, you know, I hate the term, but it's really good here. Be authentically male. Authentically male, I believe, is not this old toxic BS, but strong. And if you don't feel like that you can be, then take some of the suggestions that Russell and I had or that we've given here, and, you know, fling us a comment online, however you'd like. We're on both LinkedIn and Facebook, and we'll be adding more. We're telling you to stay off social media this time of year, but when you do go on, which I know you will, go to Facebook or LinkedIn, and we're Skulligan USA is how you find us. And we're going to continue to post things and do these podcasts and do other events as well to help out. And before we close it up, I want to just go over this one thing, that there's also something out there called SAD, or seasonal affective disorder. And it's a type of depression that's related to changes, in seasons. So your symptoms start in the fall, continue through the winter months, sapping energy, making you feel moody, all this other stuff. We'll post some things online about this as well. These are going to be at the top of the page when you go to the top of skulligan.com. Just go up to men's mental health. You'll get a drop-down menu. Click on men and mental health. I'll make sure all that stuff's posted in there. Grace has done a really good job of building out some material for you to look at. And we'll have these lists on there. And we'll have anything else on there we can do to, you know, help you out, help you make it through the holidays and beyond.
Yeah, man. There's one other thing I do want to add to all of this. If you're a single parent, or your parents, grandparents, or whoever, there's one big thing that we all need to do that I have come to understanding of this time of year, which I think is something that we all need to work towards, and that is being thankful for those that are giving gifts to you, or making a fantastic meal for you, or even just being there for you. This biggest thing that I've realized in the past few years is you don't really know what your loved ones or anybody that you know is truly going through, even your neighbors, even those that are across seas that are fighting for us right now. You know, those that are across the seas, they'll get only, I don't know, maybe 35 to maybe 50% of them actually get to come home for Christmas. That's just that's off the top of my head. I'm just guessing, but you know, you have your parents or you have loved ones or even grandparents that are traveling to come down and see you, or maybe they're spending lots of money to make sure that you have the best Christmas of your life. Make sure you have a new car if you're getting ready to start, if you're getting ready to have your license, or maybe you're getting ready to go off to college, so they want to get you that good old college fund. Maybe you're getting ready to move out, so they want to make sure that you have enough money to be able to get an apartment or a house. And if none of that, then maybe they want to make sure that you have a fantastic meal.
Or maybe they just want to see you.
Or that's
they don't have anything to give you.
Yeah.
What you're touching on is gratitude, brother.
Exactly. That's what I was getting at.
If you're not practicing gratitude, and you're not waking up with gratitude and going to bed with gratitude, gratitude is the root of it all, baby. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm blessed, you're blessed, and I always remember this, and I mean to steal your thunder, but I can promise you this, that someone out there is begging to have the life that you
definitely
are bitching about, or that you are feeling like you had a bad day. Your bad day doesn't touch some people's bad days. You and I were having our bad day marathon when you first got here in my office. That was kind of fun, actually. I've had a shitty day. You've had a shitty day. Everybody has shitty days. Trust me, there's people out there having far shittier days than you are.
Oh, yeah.
And would beg to have just 10% of what you have and what you experience. That is a damn good point.
Yeah. So if you're a kid that's listening on this, or you're a man, or even if you're a woman, show your gratitude towards those that are willing to put in their time, their effort, or their lovingness, or they're trying to show that they're caring. It doesn't matter who they are. Just make sure that you let them know thank you for everything they've done for you. This is the end of the year. This is Christmas. Christmas is a time of love, gifting, and greatness. It is one of the biggest holidays throughout the year, other than, of course, Valentine's, which is a holiday for love. And then you have Thanksgiving, which is a holiday for thankfulness. But to me, this holiday is something that has a little bit of all of that put together. You have your love, you have your thankfulness, and literally everything put together, gratitude. So like we'd said, gratitude, show that towards your loved ones, show that towards your friends or whoever, your neighbor. Like I said, there are people that are across the seas that are fighting for us right now, and only a few of them actually get to come home. Some of them don't. So some of them don't even get to see their families right now, and they could have a newborn son or a newborn girl, and they don't get to see them.
There's a lot of people out there that are in need also. I think that if you start another thing that I suggest, of course, that you do that. After you're through adding all your wisdom and helping out, because the points that you're making are wonderful. There are people out there that don't really help. We were blessed, when we went up around my birthday in November to donate to a children's advocacy center there. In my hometown area, those children are abused children. They don't have anything. And I was surprised at the list that I received. They were so needy, coats and shoes and socks and underwear and some toys, of course. It's really sad. I don't think sometimes we stop to think about how a lot of people are suffering. So if you ever really want to get a really good jolt of wake up, if you really want to get a wake up call, you might be feeling a little too sorry for yourself, go to one of those shelters.
Mm-hmm.
Go somewhere like that, man, and watch what people are having to contend with during the holidays, and you're worried about getting a bird in the oven on time.
Or even a food kitchen.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, not only have a little gratitude, but have a little, but be humbled by it. You are probably a whole lot better off than most.
Mm-hmm.
But all that being said, we just want you to be groovy in your head and go do great things and contribute to your community and society and take care of your family. Be a man. Rise up to the occasion. Do whatever. And I don't say that. People get upset, you know, when you say things like that. I don't say that to, you know, like the term there, we hate trigger you, but I can tell you this. It's owed. You're a guy. People expect it from you. Find that force. Find that energy. Find whatever you need to find.
Purpose.
That's right. And you're because you owe it. Mm-hmm. You and I added this purpose. So we know that the holiday season can be high pressure period. And by understanding all of this and talking about it today, we hope that we've made you a little bit better prepared. Maybe you have something you'd like to add to it. Please, you can comment on Facebook. You can contact us through there. You can contact us through the website. You can email us at takeascullagan@gmail.com. Communicate on Facebook, LinkedIn. Let us know what you think. Add something to this. We'll talk about it the next time. If you have something, maybe we've missed something. We're not as brilliant as we look. So, but I tell you, there is hope. There's always hope. There's help. We're here for you during this period of time and all through the year. So you just take care of yourself and have a great holiday. But take some of this to, you know, chew on it a little bit. Think about it. Mm-hmm. We hope we've added a little bit more to your thoughts about this time of year, and maybe we've helped you. And if, like I said, if you want to add something to it, or you think we need to stress something more, maybe we even flubbed it up, let us know. Happy to hear from you.
Right. There's one other thing I do want to add. During the holidays can be not only hard for our mental health, but we also have to take into consideration of our service members. Mm-hmm. Whether you're across the seas fighting for this country, you're a cop, or you're a state patrol. I have a buddy of mine who's a state patrol right now, and I'm not sure, hopefully he doesn't have to work on Christmas or Christmas Eve, but I am thankful for him, as he is protecting our state, and he's protecting the city of Statesboro. But we also have to take in, you know, again, there are, you know, not only state patrols, but there's also EMTs, doctors, dental people. I mean, you name it. The list goes on. If you see one of them, tell them thank you. This time of year can be hard for them as they're constantly working. Maybe they have to work through the holiday. I have a cousin-in-law of mine who works for UPS, and he has to work through the holiday.
Wow.
But you know, I'm thankful for him because he gets packages to people that are in it, that order them.
Or we'll tell them I said thank you.
Oh, yeah. So be thankful for those people as we don't know what they're going through. Be thankful for your parents. Be thankful for grandparents, loved ones, as we're not sure what they're going through. And if you're going through any issues whatsoever, whether it's mental health problems or anything at all, please reach out. Talk to your loved ones. Talk to your support group. Talk to your friends. Talk to somebody.
Sure.
This is a stressful time of the year. Pay attention to the roads. The roads are crazy. If you're flying, awesome. Good for you. Hopefully things don't get so hectic as the weather is getting ready to vamp up and get even worse. But just pay attention to everybody and everyone that's going out there. Be thankful for everything. Show gratitude towards your loved ones. Even show gratitude towards those that are across seas that cannot get home this year. And if they get to come home, awesome. That's fantastic. They get to see their family, their loved ones. Show them some love. Give them everything that you can possibly ever give them, even if it's just a hug. That's right. It don't matter what it is. Just let them know thank you. And take time. Go to skullagan.com. Check out our merchandise. We've got some pretty cool stuff. We're getting ready to drop Yo K Bro, hopefully sometime soon.
Yeah, we're going to be hitting that real quick.
I do know we're going to drop an episode specific to UK Bro, and we're going to talk a little more about that. It's probably coming up sometime soon. So check out the merchandise, all of the funds on the website. They go to charities for men's mental health, even kids stuff. I know we're getting ready to start vamping up and get going on a golf tournament coming up soon.
Yes.
Hopefully sometime in the spring. So if you're listening in, check it out. Watch out for it. We're working on trying to get a golf course set up for that. Once we get that one going, then we're going to get everything else going, a lot of sponsors and probably some food catered in and some other stuff.
We'll make it real groovy.
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to be fun. So again, check out the website, check out the merchandise. If you need somebody to talk to, email us or talk to somebody that you love, anything like that. And always, as we always say, take a skull again. Take time to yourself to figure out what's going on, process the situation, and then, you know, go from there. Figure out your answer, what you want to do. Take your shot, like Mike said a few episodes ago. From Michael Frazier and I here at Skull Again, y'all have a good night.
And happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and we'll be talking to you again soon.
Take care.
Ho, 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 ho.
This episode of Skulligan is sponsored by WorkPlus Brain, a research, analytics, and consulting firm established to share analysis, intelligence, and expert points of view on the future of work. The future of work is cerebral. Increase revenue, work less, or get you or your organization in the right frame of mind. Whatever your ambition, our evidence-based coaching and solutions will help you achieve those results or realize your biggest, boldest goals. For more information, please visit their website at work.plusbrain.com.